Good morning, everyone. So before I introduce myself, I'd like to take a moment to thank the organizers of this conference for giving me the opportunity to present some of the stuff that I'm passionate about here at FOSDEM. My name is Matthias. I work for ITEX. So we're a small but international company, and our flagship product is an open source PDF library. Besides my activities at work, I spend a large portion of my free time tinkering with open source software and PDF alike, as you will probably see if you would take a look at my GitHub page, which is linked on the slide. The topic that I would like to talk to you about today is about document security, and in particular, digital signatures in PDF, which is the reason why I am here at this open source safety dev room. So before digging into the main topic for today, I should perhaps take a moment to motivate why I care about PDF security and why you should too. So in recent years, paperless bureaucracy is becoming more and more of a thing, especially over the course of the last year or so. More and more people are being forced to deal with their paperwork remotely, whether it's in the context of work or, well, their personal lives, in dealing with government paperwork and so on. And, well, in the absence of actual physical papers to do our stuff with, electronic paperwork has taken its place in many respects. And in this context, PDF is still the go-to format. Now, why is that? There are a couple of reasons for PDF's position in this particular market. And perhaps the most significant one is the fact that it's standardized. So both the rendering and the file format itself are pretty well delineated. Once you generate a PDF, it's supposed to render the same way on pretty much every device. This is obviously a plus when you're dealing with legal documents that should look the same everywhere, so people can't like complain about formatting differences, obscuring the meaning of the text, and so on. So this is definitely the thing that people think of first when they hear the word PDF. The fact that it's a standard also means that there is wide support for it. So while Adobe's software still is the most significant piece of software that people use when dealing with PDFs, at least at the end user level, the fact that it's a standard also opened the way for more public participation in this regard. So by now, there are tons and tons of libraries that deal with PDF in some form, whether it's to generate PDFs or to extract content from them. But the position of PDF in this space is definitely well established. And part of that, or in large part at least, is due to the fact that it's an ISO standard. Now, the aspect that I would like to focus on today is perhaps a bit more narrow. So I would like to talk about some of the security features of PDF. And the reason why that's relevant, particularly in this context, is because as soon as you start involving bureaucracy, being able to audit things and attach a provable record of authority to PDF files is an important thing. So that's why most of the talk I will be focusing on digital signatures, but before that, let me try and discuss briefly what the aspects of PDF security actually involve in this.